Have you ever wondered why ice melts, why your coffee cools down, or why life itself exists? These everyday phenomena are governed by the laws of thermodynamics, elegant principles that explain not just how your refrigerator works, but how stars burn and why time flows forward. Though they began with studies of steam engines, these laws reach into the very fabric of reality. As physicist C.P. Snow famously remarked, not knowing the second law of thermodynamics is like never having read Shakespeare. It's that fundamental to understanding our world. Let's explore the framework that explains why anything happens at all. Temperature measures the tendency of energy to flow between objects. When your iced coffee warms up on a summer day, energy flows from the warmer air to the cooler liquid until equilibrium. At the molecular level, temperature determines how molecules distribute across energy states. In room temperature air, nitrogen molecules move at average speeds of about 500 meters per second, with some crawling while others race at supersonic velocities. When you touch something hot, you're feeling billions of energetic molecules transferring their kinetic energy to your skin. This directionality becomes crucial for the second law, which explains why hot coffee inevitably cools rather than spontaneously heating up. Energy can neither be created nor destroyed, only transformed. This first law builds from the fundamental idea of work, motion against an opposing force. The distinction between work and heat is crucial. Work involves ordered motion, like all atoms in a weight moving upward together, while heat transfers energy through random molecular motion. When a hot pan touches cold water, vibrating metal atoms jostle water molecules, transferring energy through microscopic collisions. Most profoundly, energy conservation connects to the structure of time itself, arising from time's uniformity, the fact that physical laws remain constant throughout time. If the first law tells us what's possible, the second law tells us what's probable. This liberating scientific principle explains why anything happens at all, from engines running to thoughts forming in our brains. The second law introduces entropy, S, which measures energy quality. Low entropy represents concentrated, useful energy. High entropy indicates dispersed, less useful energy. Every spontaneous process increases the total entropy of the universe, revealing nature's tendency toward disorder. Sadi Carnot discovered that a steam engine's maximum efficiency depends only on temperature differences, 1 minus T cold divided by T hot. A power plant using steam at 300 C with surroundings at 20 C can achieve maximum 46% efficiency, regardless of engineering brilliance. At the molecular level, entropy represents disorder as unpredictability. When gas expands, molecules spread over greater volume, making their positions less predictable and increasing entropy. Boltzmann quantified this with his formula S equals K log W, where W represents possible molecular arrangements with the same total energy. Free energy refers to energy available for useful work rather than heat dissipation. Gibbs energy, G equals H minus TS, represents orderly stored energy available for work at constant temperature and pressure, conditions typical in chemistry and biology. Our bodies sustain life through Gibbs energy transformations. Non-spontaneous processes like protein synthesis require coupling to spontaneous reactions that release Gibbs energy. Adenosine triphosphate, ATP, serves as the heavy weight in this system, releasing substantial Gibbs energy when forming ADP. The third law of thermodynamics states that absolute zero temperature is unattainable through any finite sequence of processes. Like trying to reach the horizon, we can approach but never arrive at zero Kelvin. This limitation exists not due to technological constraints, but due to the quantum nature of matter itself. At extremely low temperatures, matter exhibits extraordinary properties that reveal quantum mechanical behavior. Helium becomes superfluid around 1K, displaying bizarre behavior like flowing without viscosity and creeping up container walls against gravity. other materials become superconductors, conducting electricity with zero resistance. The third law can be restated. The entropy of every pure, perfectly crystalline substance approaches zero as temperature approaches absolute zero. This formulation provides a crucial bridge between statistical mechanics and classical thermodynamics, allowing us to interpret entropy changes as concrete measures of molecular disorder. Fascinatingly, while absolute zero is unreachable, negative absolute temperatures are physically meaningful in certain carefully prepared systems. The third law reflects fundamental quantum uncertainty principles rather than merely practical engineering challenges. Living organisms don't defy the second law of thermodynamics, they exploit it. As open systems, they increase local order by creating greater disorder in their surroundings. Plants capture solar energy to build complex molecules, animals consume these molecules, and both release heat and waste that increase environmental entropy. We ourselves function like steam engines. Creating structure requires coupling to processes that generate disorder elsewhere. Our bodies metabolize food to build ordered structures like proteins and thoughts, while the sun serves as our ultimate energy source through nuclear fusion. Information theory reveals another dimension here. Claude Shannon's information entropy shares the same mathematical form as thermodynamic entropy, suggesting that all information processing in computers or brains necessarily generates heat and increases heat. This explains why computers need cooling and brains consume substantial energy. Thermodynamics fundamentally shakes our understanding of causality. The arrow of time aligns with entropy's increase. We remember the past, but not the future, because the past had lower entropy. Every causal process increases entropy, giving time its apparent directionality. Beyond laboratories, thermodynamic principles govern cosmic evolution from the Big Bang onward. Stars form, burn, and die according to these laws, creating the heavy elements necessary for planets and life. The universe's expansion creates more space for entropy to increase. While black holes, once thought to violate the second law, are now understood as entropy-maximizing objects with entropy proportional to their surface area, revolutionizing our understanding of both thermodynamics and gravity. Thermodynamics reveals something profound. Its fundamental laws are primarily about limitations. The first law states we cannot create energy. The second law states we cannot completely convert heat to work. The third law states we cannot reach absolute zero. Yet within these constraints lies extraordinary creative potential. These limits aren't arbitrary restrictions, but emerge from the statistical behavior of countless particles, representing not what's forbidden by decree, but what's overwhelmingly improbable given the nature of energy and matter. This framework offers a philosophical lesson. Creativity flourishes within constraints. Life evolved within thermodynamic boundaries, developing ingenious mechanisms to harness energy and maintain order. Human civilization advances not by circumventing these laws, but by working within them, finding more efficient energy conversions and developing technologies approaching theoretical limits. From brewing coffee to questions about life's origin and the universe's fate, thermodynamics provides an elegant lens for viewing reality. Its laws, discovered through studies of heat engines, have revealed themselves as universal principles governing change throughout the cosmos, among science's greatest intellectual achievements. In understanding thermodynamics, we glimpse not just how our world works, but why it works the way it does.